We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
When you're online dating, what are the must-haves in that initial conversation? You got any experience? Call the show. Join this conversation at 404-263-0941. Because this is about our producer, Bo, here. But it's not just about Bo. I hear this same complaint from so many of my friends that are online dating, using the apps, trying to connect with people, and it just doesn't go far enough to make it worth your time. Right, Bo? What might be in trouble?
Correct. Well, half the time you get a match with somebody and send a little hello, how you doing message, and they don't even respond. But then once you get the response, that initial conversation beyond how are you doing, what's going on today, is just kind of weird. You know, it's like, do you ask somebody out or do they want to socially distance or do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? It's just kind of confusing. So it just kind of falls flat.
And what's weird is when you make a match, it's like, well, why'd you swipe on me if you don't want to
exactly
have a conversation or actually meet or go out? Like, why are you even here?
Or respond to a message.
Right. Because if you match, you would think that it needs to kind of go somewhere. So Curtis here says that he can date for Bo better than Bo can date for Bo. Right, Curtis, you're taking over his online dating accounts.
Right. So last week I took over Bo's account because I was reading through Bo's profile and I was like, Bo, no one is interested in you in comics and video games. I think that your profile should draw some attention. It should focus on, you know, more of your sensitive side, of course, including those things. But, you know, say things like you're an animal lover, because a lot of ladies like that you're an animal lover. You're a girl dad to three beautiful little girls. You know, focus on things like that. And I think it would draw more attention. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, Jen, of course, I took over Bo's profile and I've added these things. And it's getting a lot of attention, you know, finding matches with some of these ladies, and they're not responding to my messages.
Okay, this is what's so weird. So why even bother matching in the first place if they don't want to have the conversation? And I'm trying to figure out how our listeners can jump in on this. Online dating, if you're a pro at this, if you've got tips and tricks on getting it moving to the next time where you're going to meet up, then definitely join the show, 404-263-0941. Or as always, you can lean on that text line, send us a message, and put your name on it, 51539. I think what we want to know is what attention grabber should Curtis use to move it forward? Because clearly these like initial conversations aren't going anywhere, right?
Right. So when Bo explained this last week that the conversations were going nowhere, I was like, okay. You know, there's been so many occasions when Bo has asked me, well, what do I do next? What do I say? And I'll tell him what to say. And I'm like, you know what? Just give me your phone and let me do it. So that's why I took
over his
account.
You're a better flirt.
Right. I'm a better flirt. I mean, you guys have seen me out in public. You know, I can draw a crowd. And,
yes,
and
we
my
have.
Thing is, I need to draw a crowd for producer Bo.
Okay. And keep that conversation going. So it's like, what's that first line? What's that attention grabbing thing? And people are asking on the text line, Curtis, what's your initial message to these women?
Well, my thing is, I don't want to get too oogie, and I just want to start off with a general conversation, you know, before I hit in hard. Like, hey, you know, it looks like we're a match. How's your day going? Simple conversation starter just to break the ice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I've done that to several people, and it's getting nowhere.
Okay. So producer Bo, single dad. This is the thing, is Bo is a good looking guy. He works out. He's got those awesome edgy tattoos going on.
Like beautiful toothy smile.
Yeah.
Deep voice.
I'm like, okay, if producer Bo is having trouble online dating, then everybody's going to have trouble.
Everybody in trouble. last one of us.
So if you can help us out on what's that attention-grabbing line, what are the things that Curtis and Bo need to do to get these women to talk with them and set up an actual in-person date? 404-263-0941 or 51539. Producer Janine, you've online dated in the past before your now committed relationship with your boyfriend, Tom. What worked?
I think there was a lot of stuff that I had to sift through to find it interesting, because I think we do get bombarded with a lot of matches, and a lot of these dudes just don't care about me as a human. They just, you know, care about getting a match. And the ones that stood out to me were the ones where it wasn't small talk. Because, y'all, small talk is boring. I don't like it in bars. I don't like it in real life. I don't like it on texting. So don't start with your, hey, how are you? I'm like, I don't know. I'm bored. I'm on Tinder. That's how I am. It's a dumb question. Why are you flooding my DMs with that? So something that was individual to my bio. I think that's really it. People love talking about themselves. So ask them something individual that you could not send that message to any other person.
Yeah, because then we can see through it if it seems like you've copied and pasted this.
Yes.
Are you doing the copy paste to every single person that you match with? Hey, how's it going? Beautiful. How's your day? You know, it just seems like generic.
No, because I don't want to be that oogie person and call someone beautiful or gorgeous in the beginning.
Yeah.
To me, I think when you make a statement like that, then you're after one thing. When producer Bo is looking for, you know, something else, you know, and with some of those people one of the people who responded to one of those messages, she was, let me tell you one thing, women are nasty. I'm just going to go ahead and lay it on the line right now. And Bo is not that type of person, so I kept her phone number for myself, and we're going to talk later. But Bo ain't that type of person. He's a laid-back dad. He's a family person.
Okay, what are the must-haves in that initial conversations? If you've got any experience, call the show. 404-263-0941. Group therapy will continue. Coming up next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
It's going to take all of us to figure out online dating together. So friends, join us for group therapy this morning. What are those must-haves in the initial conversations? 404-263-0941 or lean on that text line 51539. Curtis, can you explain, if somebody's just jumping into the conversation, why you're taking over producer Bo's dating online dating account?
Yeah, so last week I took over producer Bo's account because I didn't think Bo had any game, and I thought I could work his profile better than he could. And also, with some of the things he had on his profile, I thought I could add some more to focus on his more sensitive side.
Okay, but those conversations aren't going past the initial hello. So it's like, what are those must-haves that you got to get that conversation going so it can actually turn into maybe a connection? Shannon in Douglasville is here to help out. Hey, Shannon, welcome to Jen and Friends.
Good morning.
Morning. How did it work for you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I stalked her profile.
Okay.
I found out she was interested in, because you have to have information to go into these things. Found out something she was interested in and just asked her about that. It happened to be a Christmas tree that was really uniquely decorated. So that was my first question, was, you know, introduced myself and said, did you, decorate that tree all by yourself?
Nice.
And that started the conversation, and 3 years later, we're still going.
Nice.
Wow,
oh,
awesome.
See, he had success because it was so tailored right to her. Thank you so much for the call, Shannon. Is this making sense, producer Bo?
That's cool.
That's making sense, and I've gotten to that part of the conversation a couple times, but it's just, you know, going farther than that, it's just weird.
Okay. Chloe is calling from Buckhead to help you out this morning. Hey, Chloe.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Chloe.
Hi. So, yeah, my best advice is to come out swinging with the big game. Like, you got to flatter me. You got to really impress me, you know?
Huh.
Okay, no, like what?
So my sister is still in high school, so she's definitely Gen Z. And she calls it Big D energy. Like, really just come out and compliment me. Like, you need to be confident. You got to be like, hey, and like you were saying, you don't have to necessarily say, hey, beautiful, or anything like that. But you can be like, wow, you know, in your third picture, like, you look stunning. Especially if it was, like, somewhere from a vacation, they could be like, oh, like, where'd you go on vacation? But, listen, flattery definitely helps at least a little bit.
Okay. Flattery helps a little bit. I like that. Okay, so something's, now we got a guide, right? We're going to put together a guide. Producer Janine, we got to put up all these tips and tricks on her, okay?
Yes.
So first is get specific to her, and then Chloe says, bring that confidence,
mm-hmm.
You know, bring that energy.
And then
bring
also,
that,
What does Shannon say? Stalk the profile?
Mm-hmm. Bring stalk that profile. Flattery. All right, 404-263-0941 or 51539 is the text line. Okay, let's see. From the 770 from Karen, I matched with someone who lives in another state. We've been talking for a month. I made arrangements to meet, but the topic gets ignored. And then from the 678, you do realize that most dating sites put fake profiles with pretty ladies and guys to get guys to pay more money to join their sites.
Right. Now, that is something that I have learned. You see these beautiful females mm-hmm. that are interested in you and they match with you. But then when you go through their profile, it's kind of vague. Mm-hmm. And also with some of these women, I think they're too pretty and overly made up. They look model-esque. So with those profiles, I don't want to say I ignore, but I put those on the back burner and come mm-hmm. back to those later. Because I'm looking for something with someone with who looks normal, with a more natural look, who looks like your, you know, your girl next door type. And some of these women, some of these fake profiles, they look like supermodels.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're charging you to message each other, and a lot of times you're messaging fake profiles. Mm-hmm. Now that has got to be so frustrating.
It's so shady.
It so really frustrating. Mm-hmm. All right. And then I'm talking to Curtis and Bo because Curtis has taken over Bo's accounts. It says from the 678, how old is he? I might go out with him if he's all that you guys describe. She says, LOL, great. Love y'all from Julie.
Wait, hold on. Where's she from? This you said 678?
Yeah.
Wait, why does age have to be the first question, though?
How
That's
old
so
is
overrated.
He?
Age is very overrated.
But you can say it. You're not ageist, are you, Bo? You're not worried about age, are you?
No, not one bit.
Okay. Are you going to say how old you are?
No, I don't understand why that's the first question out of somebody's mouth. Because a lot of people will turn around based on age, be it young or old.
Well,
so
she might be closer to your age and thinking you're closer to my age, which might be weird. It's a little bit weirder
if the guy's
not that I matter,
younger.
But society-wise, it's a little bit weirder if the guy's like 15 years younger.
It's a little oogie, and I completely understand why she's asking about age. The thing is that, you know, of course I'm single, but the age group that hits me up are millennials. They're between the ages of around 21 and 26. And I'm like, you know, dude, I'm way too old. I'm almost old enough to be your father.
You're they want you to be the sugar daddy.
Go to the bar with.
I ain't being nobody's daddy. Granted, I got a dad bod, but I ain't nobody's dad. I ain't taking care of nobody's churn but my own if I had some.
Dang it, Curtis, I needed a daddy. I was going to ask.
All right, Curtis, I'm going to give you 20 seconds, and this is your pitch for any single ladies. What's in Bo's profile? Pitch him. Pitch him right now.
What's in Bo's profile?
Be his wingman right now.
Ooh.
Okay. You know, once again, I want to show Bo's sensitive side. So the first thing says, you know, I'm an animal lover. I love pets. I'm a sports fan, but I would also like to find, you know, a girl that would like to watch a sport with me. You know, maybe catch a ball together. I'm also a girl dad. I have three beautiful girls. And, you know, I'm laid back and I just love to have fun.
Okay, and what's your pitch for him? Describe Bo so that somebody wants to text us right now. We can have that initial awkward conversation on the radio.
Bo is a tall, fit dad, a big, beautiful, toothy smile, and his voice is a baritone. You know, that's a kicker right there. You know, he's so laid back. Nothing really bothers Bo. He just, you know, it's just sweat off his back.
It's true.
He's just an all-around good guy. And once again, girl dad says it all right there. He loves his three beautiful daughters.
All right, 51539 is Jen and Friends text line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.